aboard Carnival Horizon.
This is Cruise News Today with Doug Barker on assignment.
Here's your cruise news for Thursday, July 8th, 2021. Earlier this week, we reported that the CDC filed a motion to keep its conditional sailing order in place during an appeal in Florida's lawsuit against the agency. But on Wednesday afternoon, a federal judge denied the CDC's request. He said that the CDC's argument ignores state and local oversight, as well as the improvements the cruise companies have made to their operations. Last month, the judge approved Florida's request for an injunction on the CDC's conditional sailing order, which would make the contents non-binding come July 18th. And a four-month cruise. Regent Seven Seas Cruises has announced a 132-night world cruise in 2024. The voyage will be aboard the Seven Seas Mariner and visit 66 ports in 31 countries. Included in the $75,000 fare will be first-class flights, unlimited valet laundry, unlimited internet, and shore excursions in each port. Bookings open on July 14th. And industry website Cruise Crew is reporting that Carnival crew members could soon be allowed off the ships once they dock in the U.S. and Caribbean ports after being on board for the first 30 days. Currently, crew members have to stay on the ship while the vessel's at home port or any stops during the itinerary. Aside from transportation to and from the airport, crew members have not been allowed ashore since March of last year. The permit they are waiting on is an I-95 document, also known as a crewman's landing permit for foreign crew. Cruise line stocks were down on Wednesday. Carnival Corporation down almost 4%, 24.08. Royal Caribbean down 3%, 80.46, and Norwegian down 3.6, 27.05. Breaking news and up-to-the-minute industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. Aboard Carnival Horizon, I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. For daily updates, subscribe to the Cruise Radio YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.